This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, March 10th, 2016. President Mugabe abandons a controversial cultural festival in India amid protests from local people that delegates will pollute the local environment. Mr. Mugabe's spokesperson, George Charamba, says the president's trip was cut short due to security concerns. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says Zimbabwe is targeting an annual growth rate of between 6 to 10% in order to revamp the economy. He says for this to happen, the country must embark on serious policy reforms as agreed under the International Monetary Fund Staff Monitored Program. Zimbabwe today joined the international community in marking World Kidney Day amid concerns over the increasing number of people affected by non-communicable diseases. We will give you a closer look at yesterday's public march staged by some Zimbabweans in Harare, demanding that the government should play a critical role in stopping abductions of political activists. Stay tuned for those stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Praxidis Jeremiah and Marvelous Mishlanga Nyahuye, will be talking with listeners and experts about sexual abuse of children in Zimbabwe. Send us your numbers on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.